Amin Izbir had made his way onto Omaha Beach. He was tending to a wounded comrade, helping him onto a stretcher.
And a German shell actually landed very close by and lifted a Jeep into the air. And this Jeep actually landed on Izbir,
killing him. April Cheek Messier at the D-Day Memorial says his body wasn't recovered for another 2 days. And that's why, until recently, Amin Izbir's military record showed him dying June 8, 1944, not the 6th. In recent years, a descendant who never believed that listed date documented what happened and when. The military changed its records.
He's finally getting the recognition that he so deserves, and we're honored to be able to do that on D-Day.
And Amin Izbir's name will be added today at the memorial in Bedford. Evan Jones, WFIR News.